conservative cocking.
Scream. It is.
Dig in your heels.
It is.
And hold on tight.
It's almost 06:30.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And take a wild guess which of those two options is true. This is what the great one sounds like at 06:30 in the morning. Unless you're a hot chick, then I sound. Then I would sound like, come on, bitch, get that ass up in the air. Alright, I gotta knock this out this morning. You get this on the interwebs. Oh, I gotta keep the listeners happy, man. Can't piss you guys off. Where's my notes? I have notes. All right. Let's focus in a little bit. We're gonna... The royal we. We are going to rip on Tim Newman and Cuckservatives a little bit more this morning, because I've done some more contemplating on that whole thing. Before I do that, you might be saying to yourself, well, great one, if this guy is such a cuck, how come you keep listening to his podcast? And that's a reasonable question for a reasonable person to answer. And I want to answer that because I want to encourage you to listen to his podcast. As I move the microphone around and smack myself in the face with it. Here's the parts I like about Tim's podcast. He works in the oil industry, and he has been in management positions, and all of this is just based on what I've heard him say on the podcast. I haven't, you know, cyber stalked him or found his LinkedIn profile or any shit like that. But he's done a lot of high-level stuff for oil companies all around the world. So he's done a lot. I think he's mostly in Europe. Anyhow, he's gone to a lot of places. Places I haven't been. He's done things I haven't done. Okay. He talks a lot about running the businesses and managing employees. I think one of the first podcasts I listened to, he did this great... I was about to say bit, but it's not really a bit because a bit is a comedy thing. He had a discussion about... management. I think I told you guys about this already, so I'll do the short version. But he talked about how people go into the workplace, and when they're young, they're never given any opportunity to supervise other employees and to be in charge and to manage projects and all this other stuff. And so they get older, and then you get older, and then finally, you know, you're older, you're 40 or more, and you're given your first job supervising other employees, and you've had no experience whatsoever in your life supervising employees. The only experience you've had in your life is supervising your children. Now, this is, remember, Tim, he's talking about back in the day, not the 1800s, but he's talking about, like, not right now. He's talking about when nuclear families actually existed, you know, before cucks like himself allowed the nuclear family to be destroyed because they have no ball sacks. So this was a time when men in the workplace would actually have families, as opposed to, you know, you'd be 40 years old, you'd have a wife and three kids, as opposed to now, where if you're 40 years old, you live at home with your mom and you have a fur baby. So anyhow, this is back in the days when 40-year-old men would have children. And so you'd be 40 years old and you'd get your first job as a supervisor, supervising other employees, and the only supervisory experience you've ever had in your life was supervising your children. And so you would try to supervise your employees the way you supervise your children, and that doesn't work. And I thought, hey, that's a really good point. He seems to be dead right on about that. He also has a lot of guests on his podcast who are typically people much like himself who work in some industry or field where they've traveled all over the place. I'm listening to one right now, and he's got a guy on there. He's had a number of people on there who have traveled to the Orient. He's got this guy, and they're talking about differences between Korea and China and Hong Kong and all this other stuff, and about differences in the cultures and differences in the way people do business and just all sorts of shit like that. So that's the part of the podcast I really enjoy, is listening to Tim and his guests talk about their experiences in other countries, dealing with other cultures, you know, doing business with other cultures, and just doing normal day-to-day activities. Like Tim was talking about how in France, because he's in France right now, or at least he's in France at the time he recorded the podcast I'm currently listening to. And he's talking about how in France, if you go out, if you're hanging out with another French guy from work one-on-one, they tell you all about their personal life and all this other stuff, and they're just talky and questions and everything. But then if you're hanging out with a group of French people, they only talk about work. And he's talking about how when he first experienced that, he couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. So anyhow, it's a lot of stuff about the cultural differences between different groups of, wait a minute, that's racist. There are no differences between people. There's no such thing as race. Now, racism, that's for real, because white people are racist. And only white people are racist. But you see, there's no differences between the races because there are no racists. So somehow or another, only white people can be racist. But there's no differences between people with different color skins. But people who have white skin can be racist. People that don't have white skin cannot be racist. But there's no difference between people with white skin and people with non-white skin. And the people who actually believe what I just said, they're called liberals. In the culture wars, they're beating the living shit out of you cuckservatives. They're the ones who are winning. Now, if you're a cuckservative, and if you think you're winning the culture war, I would like you to provide me some evidence of this. I'd really love to see this here evidence. This is who's beating the shit out of you. This is who you're losing to. Libtards who think that only white people are racist, but think that there's no such thing as races, and think that there's no difference between white people and non-white people. All right, we got to get going. Where's my show notes? Yeah. And at some point, you'll get a break when I have to go refill my coffee cup. As I was sitting around thinking about all this stuff, I was making up new words because that's the thing that liberals do. And I like to do what liberals do since liberals are winning the culture war and they are going to control our society, we should try to suck up to them as much as possible in order to avoid being sent off to the death camps. And put on some hand lotion. That noise would drive Adam Piggott crazy. I might. What's that noise? All right. So anyhow, my brain is still gearing up. I would not normally record a podcast this early in the fucking morning. But I got to go. It's starting to gear up this week. I got to be at Wayland, Utani at 8:30 this morning. Which is why I have to start podcasting at 6:30. So I have to give myself time to upload the episode and then shower, shit, shave. Not necessarily in that order. Actually, the order is shit, shave, shower. Anyhow, I was being a leftist and making up words, and I came up with the words egalicuck, right? That's an egalitarian cuck. But then I realized that that's a redundancy because an egalitarian, by fucking virtue of definition, is a cuck. And a cuck, by virtue of definition, is an egalitarian. You show me a cuck, I'll show you somebody who's an egalitarian. You show me somebody who's an egalitarian, I'll show you somebody who's a cuck. There's really no difference. So there's a made-up word that wasn't needed. All right, let's get going. Because I was thinking about egalitarianism. Because once again, when you really start delving into it, and I've said this for years, this goes way, way back. Somewhere I have notes about a whole podcast I was going to do on this very topic. I have so many notes on so many things I was going to do. Just so little time. You know, if you guys would just give me lots of money, if you'd contribute to my Patreon and shit, so I didn't have to actually work and support myself, because you know the spiel. If you're listening and you're not paying me, you're stealing. All right, I got to focus. It's coming. It's coming, guys. It's coming. It's just too early for this. All right, here we go. Great one. You've said that like 17 times already. Yeah. I have this whole list of notes. I was going to do a podcast about the differences between the left and the right to illustrate the fact that left-wingers are evil, right-wingers are stupid. And I don't say that lightly. And this is back when I was a libertarian that I made these observations. Now that I'm an anarchist, anarcho-capitalist, it is more clear than ever that the left is evil and the right is stupid. And I don't mean just a little bit stupid. I mean, you cuckservatives, you are grade A USDA certified stupid. And that's, first of all, you're too stupid to know that you're losing. You're so stupid that you think the election of Donald Trump actually means that you won. You think Donald Trump is president for life, and you think because Donald Trump is the president that suddenly things have changed or something. Because you're not smart enough to recognize that while the government is certainly a source of evil, you're never going to get me to disagree with that one. See, how do I approach this? Okay, remember when Obama was elected and the right-wingers were all freaking out because he was going to come and get their guns and all this other stuff? And you notice how none of that really happened? See, the government is a slow burn. Right? The government can do evil things, but it takes government a while to gear up and do these evil things and put them into motion. And then the government has to, create mechanisms to do it and to raise taxes to do it. And our posture and politicians got, and all this stuff has to happen. And for the most part, you generally see it coming. And it's this giant leviathan that it doesn't move all that fast most of the time. It's just a slow moving wave coming for your freedom. Sufficiently slow moving, coupled with the fact that, look, once again, people who go into politics on both sides, for the most part, I don't think these are the kind of people who want to be some kind of dictator. They don't want to go in there and be, how do we put it, fuck. Okay, like with Obama. You know, the left thought Obama was the second coming of Jesus and that he was going to solve all their problems. The right thought Obama was the Antichrist and that he was going to plunge the United States into hell. Right. The reality is that Obama just wanted to do 8 years as president, become famous, and then retire. You know, Obama, contrary to anything you may believe, was not interested in being dictator of the United States for his entire life. Donald Trump, contrary to the things that my fat friend believes and a bunch of other leftists believe, is not interested in being dictator of the United States for the rest of his life. There are some people out there who would like to be dictator of the United States for the rest of their life. For example, me. Okay, but we generally don't run for office. Because those of us who are intelligent recognize how much work being dictator of the United States would actually entail. And it's not the work of being dictator, it's all the people we'd have to bother to kill in order to become dictator. Okay, so conservatives, to try to bring this fucking home and get to a point. Conservatives right now, today, in the current year, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2019, think that they've won some kind of victory because Donald Trump is the president. And this somehow allows them to ignore, first of all the libtardness that surrounds Donald Trump in the government. At the federal level, at the state level, at the local level. But more importantly, because you are conservatives and because you're so focused on government as the source and the end all and the be all of everything, you can't see that what really matters is, fuck do we call this? I'm actually already off the rails. None of this I'm talking about is on my show notes. This is something that really just occurred to me as we were doing the podcast. The royal we. It's not the government. Controlling the government, which you don't do, but controlling the government isn't going to save you because it's not the government that's coming for you, it's society, for lack of a better word. Here's what I fucking mean by that. The odds of the government passing a law that says, say for example, if you go on the internet on your podcast and you say the word nigger, right? The odds of the government passing a law that says people must be fired if they say the word nigger. Oh, sorry, white people. White people must be, okay, there you go. Is the government going to pass a law that says if a white person says the word nigger, the white person must be fired from their job? Okay, the odds of that are excruciatingly tiny. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you're white, I want you to go to your job today, and I want you to say the word nigger in a sentence, and I want you to see how long it is before you get fired. It has nothing to do with the government, right? Donald Trump can't protect you from that. See, that's the war that you conservatives are losing. The liberals may not control the presidency of the United States, but they control everything else through social pressure and through ostracism, both of which are far more powerful than government will ever be. Ever. Okay? Ostracism and social pressure trump government every fucking time. Horizontal enforcement. That's what it's called in anarcho-capitalist circles. We call it horizontal enforcement. It's not the government forcing you to do things. It's the people around you that force you to do things, right? If you're a cuckservative, you don't go to work and talk about your cuckservative values, most likely, because you probably don't work in a cuckservative workplace, right? If you're a cuckservative, you look around you and you see all of the Hillary stickers and the Bernie stickers and the fuck Trump and the pussy hats and everything else. How much pro-Trumping do you see? Now, even here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I occasionally see a Trump bumper sticker, right? It happens. I'm not saying it never happens. But you cucks, you are not as outspoken about your values as the leftards are. And you don't engage in the ostracism of people who are leftards the way the leftards engage in ostracizing people who are cuckservatives. Now, one person, now here's the thing, and I've made this argument before, we've all made this argument before. The difference between the left and the right is that the right doesn't have time for all of this virtue signaling and posturing and stuff like that because they're actually having jobs and contributing to society. And there might be some truth to that. And as I think about it, that makes you more cucked than ever. Let the great one explain because I'm starting to wake up. The brain is starting to function. I might be able to form some fucking coherent, complete sentences right now. Cuckservatives are actually, each day, cuckservatives go forth, they go to their jobs, they work, they produce things, goods, services that benefit society as a whole, they pay taxes, they do all of these things, and they do these things instead of putting that effort, or at least a portion of that effort, towards the horizontal enforcement of their values. And in going to work each day and doing things like collecting the garbage, putting food in the grocery stores, providing electricity, paying taxes, which goes to welfare, they are enabling the ability of the leftist parasites to not have to produce things, and thus freeing up the leftist parasites from the burden of contributing to society and giving the leftist parasites the time to utilize horizontal enforcement to impose their values on society. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the definition of cuck. You cuckservatives are doing all the things necessary to allow your enemies to not have to work for a living and thus have 24 hours every day to spend attacking you. Because when it comes down to it, you cucks are a bunch of fucking wussies. Once again, you cuckservatives are more egalitarian than liberals, and cuckservatives make fun of libtards for being egalitarians, okay? Libtards are not egalitarians, not even remotely. Libtards will tell you in a heartbeat that there are groups of people who shouldn't exist, right? Christians, white people, heterosexual men, Republicans. There are no egalitarian liberals. None. But you talk to a cuckservative, and they're just as egalitarian as fuck. I mean, cuckservatives, well, homosexuality is wrong, but, you know, we really can't hold it against the homosexuals. I mean, you cannot find a group of people that a cuckservative will say shouldn't be allowed to live. I'm serious. Go to a libtard. Hashtag kill all white men. Right? Libtards will be happy to make a list of all the people that should be eliminated from society. They have no problem. But you conservatives, you just, no, everybody should be here. And then when I hear a conservative making fun of a libtard for being an egalitarian, it's hilarious. You conservatives, in addition to not having the balls to utilize horizontal enforcement to further your values, you're completely tolerant of absolutely anything. Because you don't have any values. At least libtards have values. Conservatives don't. You claim you have values, but you don't manifest them in any way whatsoever. So Tim, in one of his podcasts, which is not going to be linked in the show notes because I don't have time to do extensive show notes and still make it to work today, because, you know, I got to pay taxes so that liberals can engage in horizontal enforcement and get right-wingers fired from their jobs. Once again, prove me wrong. Show me the last time a leftist was fired from their job for having left-wing views. Show me the last time somebody was fired for tweeting hashtag kill all white men. Guys, you're losing. If you're a cuck, well, if you're a conservative, you are a cuck, because all conservatives are cucks. Yes, all conservatives are cucks. If you're a cuckservative, show me the last time you managed to get your side, the cuckservative side, managed to get a leftist fired for tweeting hashtag kill all white men. And you'll sit there and go, well, but they have to have jobs. And that's cuck. That's what I'm talking about. You're a fucking, no, they don't have to have jobs. They have to die in poverty. Well, but if they get fired, they'll just go on welfare. Well, why will they go on welfare? Oh, that's right. Because cucks won't turn the welfare off. This is my point. See, you have all these things that you think are excuses, but it's really just you. Once again, cucks, cuckservatives, are more emotional than libtards. You're just so terrified that somebody might go hungry. I mean, it's your fucking enemy. People who want to kill you. And you're so scared that they might miss a meal. Okay, that's cuck. Dude, I would starve my enemies to death. I would torture them. I would rape them if they're good looking. And then I would fucking cut their heads off and I'd fucking stick my dick in the fucking thing where their head used to be and shoot cum inside of them. Okay? And you cuckservatives, well, if we fire them, they'll have to go on welfare. Like a bunch of little fucking whiny women. Okay, speaking of women. So Tim, in one of his podcasts, he's talking to a guest. And I wish I could remember exactly what the phrase was, because I don't want to put words in other people's mouths. But Tim says something to his guest along the lines of, we, I don't know if he meant, meaning he and his guest both agree that it's a good thing. No. His phrasing was something along the lines of, you and I, the person I, Tim, I'm talking to on my podcast, we both agree that women should be allowed to vote. That universal suffrage is a good thing. Okay, so it was something in that genre. He then proceeds to say, less than 30 seconds later, he points out, because they're talking about forms of government that work and don't work and all this. This was the same episode where they declared that libertarian governments don't work, which we'll get to in a minute. That's going to be the money shot for this episode. That's the cum shot. Because I figured that out. I've defined libertarian government. And if you want evidence of cuckoldry from cuck-servatives, this is it. They then, like 30 seconds later, point out that, and accurately point out that universal suffrage has existed for only about 100 years. In the history of the human species. And so nobody really knows if it's going to work or not. Because again, people look, well, look, everybody's allowed to vote. Everything's going great. Well, no, not really. I mean, first of all, we're in decline. But second of all, it has only existed for 100 years, right? As opposed to other forms of government, other societies that have existed for thousands of years. China, for example. And you say China's had a lot of governments. Yes, it has. The state of China has existed for a long time. They don't do universal suffrage. They don't just let people vote because the people have metabolized oxygen into carbon dioxide for 18 years. Okay. This is an experiment. It's still in the experimental phase. And there is no historical evidence whatsoever. Like, for example, monarchies. There's a bunch of monarchies that have existed around the world. How long have those statist systems lasted? Some of them have lasted a very long time. Oh, you could point out some flaws with monarchy, sure. You can point out flaws with all state systems, right? With all systems of government. They all have flaws. But can they exist long term? Can they be stable long term? Right? There's no evidence whatsoever that allowing everybody to vote in a liberal democracy has long-term stability. And Tim and his guest, they bring this up and they fully acknowledge that it's true, right after saying that, well, of course everyone should be allowed to vote. Okay, but if you have no evidence that a liberal democracy with universal suffrage actually works, upon what do you base your statement that everyone should be allowed to vote? Right? See, you're making a statement, Tim is making a statement, everyone should be allowed to vote, with no evidence, by his own admission, there's no evidence that a liberal democracy in which everyone is allowed to vote is long-term sustainable. Okay? That's feelings. That's not logic, that's not history, that's not rationality, that's your feelings. And what is it that conservatives make fun of libtards for? Conservatives talk about how libtards base everything on their feelings and not on logic. While conservatives are willing to embrace liberal democracy with universal suffrage based entirely upon their feelings of egalitarianism because they think everyone is equal and nobody should be restricted from voting. Libtards? Go ask some libtards. Are there some people that shouldn't be allowed to vote? Once again, they'll give you a list. Yeah, libtards will tell you. White men shouldn't be allowed to vote. Rapists shouldn't be allowed to vote. Deadbeat fathers shouldn't be allowed to vote. Rich people shouldn't be allowed to vote. Evangelical Christians shouldn't be allowed to vote. Libtards will have a whole list of people that shouldn't participate in democracy because, you know, those people have been in power for so long and the scales need to be equalized. Conservatives are getting fired from their jobs for supporting Donald Trump, and they think everyone should be allowed to vote, even though there's absolutely no evidence of a society in which everyone is allowed to vote sustaining itself long term. And then conservatives want to talk about how logical and rational and intelligent they are. Okay, and this goes back. See, libtards are evil. Conservatives, you're just stupid. You literally, Tim, literally Hitler stood right there and said, women should be allowed to vote. Everyone should be allowed to vote. And then said, there's no evidence that allowing everyone to vote actually works. If there's no evidence that it works, why would you assert that it should happen? The answer is emotions. The answer is egalitarianism. The answer is that Tim is scared of offending somebody. He wants everyone to be equal. And then he can't figure out why Western civilization is declining. Right? You conservatives, you run around, you talk about how you have all these standards, but you're not willing to impose any of the standards. Once again, I'm not even talking about through the law. I'm not talking about using the government. You guys won't even do horizontal enforcement. You don't even have the balls to do horizontal enforcement. You don't even have the balls to ridicule people who voted for Hillary Clinton. Well, but we don't want to hurt their feelings. You know, it's freedom of speech. You know, some people just have different opinions, and we have to all get along because we all have to survive together in society and make it work. All right, it is time to go refill the coffee. Let me look at my notes here. I'm going to go get more coffee. If you need to take a break, this is your opportunity. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. And once again, let me emphasize here that I don't disagree with Tim on the social, political, economic, philosophical front on every single thing. He did another podcast, which I want to put in linkage at some point in the future, where he talked about social media and Twitter and mainstream journalists and all this other stuff. And I'm not going to summarize it now, but it is a good point. I mean, the guy's not a complete moron or anything. Once again, I'm picking out the stupid things he said, and I'm ridiculing him for that. I'm not telling you about all the smart things he says. And I say that just, again, because it's a good podcast. I do encourage you to listen to it. Give it a shot. It may not be your thing, because like I said, listening to people talk about different cultures doing business might not thrill you that much personally. All right, hang on. I need a giant swig of water, too. So that I have... Where the fuck is my water bottle? All right, hang on. Fuck. Yeah, this is why we don't podcast this early in the morning. Oh! Hang on. All right, so speaking of universal suffrage, I mean, once again, let's do a real example. People who shouldn't vote. So I order some stuff from Amazon, and it's heavier, larger stuff than the mail carrier would deliver. And so it's being delivered by whatever this Amazon delivery, whatever the fuck it is, right? Let's just cut to the chase. So the guy shows up at my building with my delivery, and I didn't get my delivery because they couldn't find the door. So you got a building. The building has four sides. There's a side of the building that faces the street. And this is not the first time this has happened. And that's, again, this is the point. There's a lot of stupid people out there who shouldn't be voting. They show up and they see the building. And the building has the address written on the side. And there's the wall of the building. And there's no door on the wall of the building that faces the street. And people, such as the Amazon delivery guy, will just give up and not deliver the package or bring me my pizza or whatever it is because they can't find the door. Because it never occurs to them that the building has four sides. And if one side doesn't have a door on it, there's three other sides of the building that you could look at and see if you can locate a door. And no, I'm not making this up. I get the pizza guy will call me, I can't find your door. I'm like, well, I'm out by the street. Like, okay, do you see the side? And you have to guide them to the side of the building, which here's the thing. The side of the building that has the door on it is attached to the side of the building they're looking at that doesn't have a door on it. There's no gap between them. They're not like on different blocks. You know, they're not in different dimensions. They're not in different times. It's right there. And they can't find it. And yet every conservative listening to this podcast will say, well, of course they should be allowed to vote. I mean, guys, somebody who cannot find a door on a four-sided box should not be allowed to vote. And this weird obsession you conservatives have with letting everyone vote, I mean, it's why you're losing. Speaking of losing, listen to another, and I referenced this in yesterday's linkage. Listen to another episode of Tim's podcast where he went on about PUAs in the manosphere going on the inter, and this is so cucked. Oh my God, just brace yourself. You think the first part was cuck? He's whining about how PUAs in the manosphere are making fun of women for riding the cock carousel, and they need to stop doing that because women can have sex with as many men as they want to because they're sexually liberated. Now, here you've heard all this before from every other mangina alive, but here's the funny part. Here's the good part. Here's how Tim rationalized his cucking. You see, when you're evaluating the number of sex partners that a woman has had, you can't look at the raw number. You have to look at the quality, not the quantity of her sex partners. So you see, if she's had a lot of sex partners and they were all one-night stands and low-quality men, then it's okay to judge her as a bad person. But you see, if she's had a lot of sex partners and they're all very high quality men, and she was trying to have a relationship with all of them, well, then it's okay. Like, all right, so let's say I got a woman and she's 30 years old and she's had 30 cocks. So, I mean, what? She started when she was 15. Let's be generous. So that's, excuse me. Fuck. So that's two cocks a year. Two cocks a year for 15 years straight. Now, as long as she was trying to have a relationship with all of these men, see, that's a good thing. That's okay. I'm supposed to accept that. So you're telling me that this woman has attempted to have a relationship with 30 men, and she's failed 30 times. Now, look. And we can throw in all the normal disclaimers. We could say the quality of men isn't any good. We got guys, listen to me. If you've attempted to have 30 relationships in your life, if you're 90 years old and you failed at 30 relationships, the problem is you. Okay? I don't give a shit how old you are. If you failed at 30 attempts at a relationship, there's something wrong here. I'm just listening to this. I'm like, oh my God. Are you really? And he is. Once again, this is conservative. This is where you guys are at. Well, women can have as many sex partners as they want. It's quality that counts, not quantity. And he went on about how, well, we can't have a double standard. And yes, we can, because once again, this has been explained over and over and over. It's easy for women to get sex. It's difficult for men to get sex. So I had a man who's banged 15 women by the time he's 25 is doing something right. Because in order to bang 15 women, you got a lot of work. A woman who has banged 15 men by the time she's 25 is just a slut, because you don't have to, if you're a woman and you want to get sex from a man, all you have to do is show up. Right? So again, the idea that once it's just, well, we can't let women have standards. We can let women vote, right? Because liberal democracy and because our feelings and universal suffrage and egalitarianism, but we can't hold women to any standards. Once again, that's why you conservatives are losing. You will not hold other people to any standards. You will not engage in horizontal enforcement. You will talk and talk and talk and talk about all your virtues and values, but you will do absolutely nothing to manifest them in the real world. And when real world people violate your virtues and your values, which you claim to have, you will sit there and make excuses for them and say things like, well, we can't judge women by how many sex partners they've had. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get the money shot. Let's shoot the cum on the face, make her lick it off, and then we're going to end this movie. That's how all good movies end. That's all the good movies I've watched end. Libertarian government. Right, all of this started, that was what triggered all of this in me, is when Tim starts whining about how libertarian government can't work. He thinks, liberal democracy with universal suffrage can work because that's doing such a great job. A libertarian government can't work. Okay, let us define libertarian government. Because I thought about this. And I could type it into Google or something, but I'm trying to think, how does a normal person define this? Okay, libertarians. Libertarians are people who think the government is evil, corrupt, and inefficient, and therefore should only do things that are the most important and cannot be done by the private sector. And again, that's stupid. That's why I'm not a libertarian anymore. But that's what libertarians are. Okay. So now if you try to nail down exactly what is important and what cannot be done by the private sector, you're going to get different answers. But let's set that aside for now. Libertarian government is a government that only performs functions that are the most important, such as defense is usually one of them. Okay, it performs the functions which are the most important and/or the functions that cannot be performed by the private sector. That is libertarian government. Everyone with me? This is really important. We're defining things. We're using logic. We're not talking about our feelings. We're not just saying things should happen based on no evidence. Okay? We are not conservatives here. Tim says that libertarian government cannot work. So what kind of government cannot work? A government that performs only necessary functions and/or functions that cannot be provided by the private sector cannot work. So if that government cannot work, what must the government do in order to work? Well, it must do the opposite of things that make it not work. So therefore, the government, according to Tim, in order to work, must perform functions that are not necessary, in addition to functions that are necessary, and in addition to tasks that cannot be performed by the private sector, it must also provide services and do things that can be provided by the public sector. So when you say libertarian government cannot work, what you're saying is that for government to work, government must do things which are not necessary and are redundant and even done better in the private sector. Once again, that's stupid. Right-wingers are stupid. Left-wingers are evil. If you went to a left-winger and said, "Can you give me a list of things the government should do?" Okay, they'll give you a list of things the government should do. Regulating speech, you know, controlling the speech of white people, firing right-wingers, making Christianity illegal, importing Muslims, all this other shit, right? And then if you said to them, which things on this list are not important, they'll look at you like you're stupid because left-wingers think everything the government should do is important. Right-wingers, conservatives, actually think that for the government to function, it must do things that are unimportant and can be better done by the private sector. That's how fucking stupid conservatives are. And that, my friends, and my enemies, is why you're losing. Right in the face. Bam. Yeah, lick the pre-cum off my cock, bitch.